Heroin, like morphine, is an opiate, synthesized from the pods of the poppy plant. Although heroin's godfather thought that he was creating a safer form of morphine for pain relief, he accidentally synthesized an even riskier molecule and named it heroin for the feelings of heroism it instilled in the user. But within a few years, after being marketed and sold as a medicine for conditions like insomnia, heroin was found to be 2 to 3 times more potent than morphine, and also way, way more addictive. Heroin, also known as horse, smack, or junk, works in different ways. Part of it works as a stimulant, meaning that it speeds up your brain. But a greater portion is a sedative, or depressant, which slows you down. Whether it's injected, smoked, or snorted, it quickly enters the brain, where it's turned back into morphine and binds to proteins called opioid receptors. These are found in areas of the brain associated with pain, reward, and also in the brainstem, which regulates automatic processes like breathing. After docking onto the brain cells, heroin triggers the release of happy hormone dopamine, up to 10 times more than normal, which produces feelings of intense euphoria, relaxation, fearlessness, and tolerance to pain. Yet, heroin and other opioids don't suppress the pain itself. Rather, they change the subjective experience of the pain. This is why people receiving these drugs for pain relief may say they still feel the discomfort, but it doesn't bother them anymore. After more and more exposure to opioids like heroin, users begin to build up a tolerance to these flash floods of dopamine and need more and more of the drug to create the same effects. Heroin use can also cause pain systems to go into overdrive once the dose is worn off, meaning the drug is needed just to feel normal. Going without a fix can cause withdrawal symptoms like nausea, cramps, anxiety, fever, and diarrhea. Long term, heroin wastes the brain, causing damage to areas associated with memory, decision making, and complex thought. One of the leading causes of death in users is to simply stop breathing due to the depressive qualities of the drug on the brainstem. In fact, according to a report from the European Monitoring Center on Drugs and Drug Addiction, opiates, mainly heroin, were involved in 4 out of every 5 drug-related deaths in Europe.